Board of Trustees Chairman Alan Bentz says he's ready to send fellow trustees, armed with positive talking points, on speaking tours to spread the good news.
I think it's time for us to tell the world about how great FSU is. And, we've taken a few shots, and I get it. I understand that.
At a board meeting on Monday, Bentz complained about bad ink in the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times that zeroed in on rape allegations against Seminole Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Jameis Winston. The accuser sued FSU, alleging Title IX violations. FSU President John Thrasher told trustees that the school's general counsel is waiting to be served with the suit.
Carolyn Egan will accept service on behalf of the university and the trustees, and we will defend it vigorously.
The LA Times Rose Bowl coverage included a column by Bill Plaschke that slammed FSU as a, quote, academic joke. Thrasher fought back with a written rebuttal, highlighting the school's 6 Nobel laureates. But Bentz and the trustees don't think letters to the editor are enough. Trustee Andrew Haggard suggested a speaker's bureau to sing the university's praises to schools, civic, and parent groups. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.